I thought that one came out very well yesterday.
I think that...
You see the Tribune editorial?
No.
It says you've said exactly the right amount. Anybody who wants you to say more, just simply really saying they want you to say something different. It's aimed at the Times.
I haven't thought that one through, but my
right
feeling is I don't want to say too much about it. I think that...
Russ makes a statement over the weekend.
I think our talks a good deal of the time hem us in and
can be dangerous.
Tie us down, and I think that they quote back, every newspaper man wants you to say anything you'll say, because the more you talk, the more he's got. Then when you don't, if you look at McNamara's statements about we are bringing back the security guards because they can guard them as well as we can.
And we send out a battalion, we get in trouble. Yep.
And that we're going to be out of there in 65. Yep. The interpretations in some of our statements may look just as bad. And I think that we ought to take this general position. We ought to make available to the press everything that we can in the national interest that doesn't injure Taylor and Westmoreland and conduct of the war. I don't think it necessarily has to be done by the president or should be done by the president. I think it ought to be done by McNamara and Rusk. They're all expendable. And I think that when your president goes down the brink, everybody goes down. And I don't agree that we've got to let Doug Tiker, Roland Evans kind of direct our activities. I'm a little afraid of their judgments in these things, and so I'm going to exercise my own, and that's going to be a great restraint, and I'm going to try to have everybody on board, and I hope that you keep those minutes. I'm not quite sure what Mansfield's position finally was. You were not here, but as I recall it, he said, Mr. President, I feel that this is a very dangerous and undesirable adventure. But in light of what everybody said here tonight, I will support it. Now, something along that line, that was the tenor of it as I got it from my ears.
Let me check.
But I think it's pretty important to view the Stevensons and the dissents, the McCones, anybody that might get off board later, very carefully, and so we don't get a government that's divided and so forth. That's a great danger we face here. And yesterday we had three or four senators speaking against us in a general tone. Symington was worried, and Church was worried, and McGovern was worried, and I don't know, one or two other Democrats. Dirksen calls up, and he loves that. He's sicking them to attack us, so he can
be your friend.
So he can do what I did with
good
Eisenhower.
Tactics. Good
and
tactics.
He's my leader, like I was Eisenhower's. And the only difference is I was majority leader, and I had that responsibility. And he's minority, but he's taking advantage of Bert Wheeler's influence on Mike, and he's using it for all it's worth. He called me last night. He's very pleased. And so we have to watch that, and I think I would point that out to these boys. I would point out that Bert Wheeler and Gerald and I, and a few of them, had their own views on World War II, and that we have some of that influence still hanging on now. And Dirksen is making the most of it, although Dirksen has flipped 180 degrees. He used to be the biggest isolation. He liked Vandenberg. Okay.
Right.
Bye.